Welcome back, Tom Abraham Show. As I said, it's no slight on the Preds series. From a national standpoint, the Preds and the Ducks, I mean, they're two of the smaller, you know, even Anaheim, if you take them out of L.A., and that's what they are, you know, they're two of the smaller markets. It's not the sexiest matchup. In fact, I think that it's the least sexy matchup outside of our neck of the woods because it's an opportunity for the Predators to move on to the next round. One of the sexiest matchups, of course, in the West is Vancouver taking on Chicago, and Vancouver just got to be shaking their head thinking, oh, man, I thought those guys were dead. Chicago played themselves out of the playoffs and then got knocked back into the playoffs by Dallas's meltdown in Minnesota. And joining us now on the Grand Avenue Chauffeur Transportation VIP hotline is John Forslund of the NHL on Versus, and he'll have that Vancouver-Chicago series. John, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Tom. How are you?
I'm tremendous. How surprised were you Sunday night to see that Chicago had eked them way back into that deal there? Because it wasn't going to be as attractive, I don't think, Vancouver-Dallas. Vancouver would have felt better about it, I think, as well. I know this isn't last year's Chicago Blackhawk team, but still, when Vancouver sees the crest, you know, they got to get a little bit itchy.
Yeah, there's a demon there. There's no question about it. And I think they were licking their chops to get Dallas. It obviously didn't happen, and kind of crazy the way the whole thing went down. But you know, when you look at it man for man, I think Vancouver definitely has enough to get through the first round and beat Chicago. But there's a huge but there. There's the Blackhawks and what has happened over the last couple of seasons. They are the defending champions. Roberto Luongo, we'll have to see how it goes. And I think of all the series, really, the first game's usually important for the road team. The road team likes to come in and steal a game. In this case, it's vitally important for me for Vancouver to win just game one, because if they don't, the atmosphere, the media, the entire situation around the Canucks in Vancouver will be miserable for a couple of days leading into game two. So they need to get off on the right foot and kind of validate, at least for a game, why they are the best team in the league, and then go from there.
And let's face it, they have an opportunity in Vancouver to have one of the greatest years in hockey history in terms of you know, having Canada win the Olympics there, and a great you know, an American team that pushed them so hard, and then to come back. If they could win the Cup, it would be unbelievable. My question is, you mentioned him, Luongo. I mean, as nice as he's been, and we've seen him stand on his head in this building before in Nashville, but as nice as he's been in a regular season, does he have the chops to take a team for four series?
Don't know. It's a great question. You know, Roberto Luongo walks this line of being a great goalie or a really overrated goalie. I mean, no one seems to know exactly what the situation is with this guy. I think he's a great goalie. I really do. I appreciate his talent. You see what he does year in and year out. Stepped in the Olympics and did what he had to do. I don't think he was the best goalie in the tournament. I think Ryan Miller was that guy. But anyway, he's been able to, you know, matriculate to the level he's at right now. Now, last season, you know, I had Chicago-Vancouver in the second round and watched him as the captain of the team. That was a mistake. You know, watched him trot out every day and talk to the media about a forecheck and the penalty killing and the power play. Goalie shouldn't have to do all that plus stop the puck. It was way too much. He broke down. He didn't have a very good series. This season, a new goalie coach, they refined his technique a little bit. Seems like he's where he needs to be. But there's that but again, like I said at the top of the interview. That but is, what if he falters? If he falters, let me tell you, that the atmosphere in Vancouver is always doom and gloom. It's a, you know, there'll be sky is falling mentality in that city if he falters. And I think that's the thing he's got to shake off. If he can kind of rise above that and lead him through this slaying of Chicago, then he can move forward and get it done. But for the Canucks to have a great season, you know, they're in that fortunate but unfortunate position of having to win the Stanley Cup.
John Forslund, the NHL on Versus, handling play-by-play duties in the Canucks Blackhawks game, our guest here on the Tom Abraham Show. All right, two teams that were as hot as anybody coming down the stretch for the final month of the season, the Ducks and the Preds. They were both below the line for a little while there in March and in February before that, and they both played their way all the way up into the 4-5 series. I, for one, speaking from the national perspective, this is not about, oh, make the playoffs, oh, see if you can come up with a big upset in the first round, do something, shock the world. I think there'd be huge disappointment if the Predators can't win this series, even though they're a slight underdog with the home ice being with Anaheim. I think that Pred fan would be disappointed. What do you think? How do you handicap this series?
I'm with you on that. I think this is the year. I think this is the year Nashville gets beyond round one. It has to be. First of all, the goaltender. I mean, Pecorine has the edge in this series. There's no question about it, and should be one of the three finalists for the Vezina Trophy, in my opinion. Been a great season. Obviously, the decor in front of him is solid. The system in front of him is solid. You know, Barry Trotz, year in and year out, manages to do this no matter what kind of group he has. Can Nashville score enough? You know, that's the question all season. You know, if you look at the Nashville Predators, people are always going to say that. Well, how do they get to where they were if they can't score? They score timely enough, and they manage a team game very well that they should be able to win this series. I think they can shut down that top line with Getzlaff and Perry and Bobby Ryan and then go from there. Anaheim's a top-heavy team when it comes to forwards. They've done a remarkable job to make the playoffs. At the start of the season, people questioned their defense, even questioned their coach at the start of the season. Randy Carlyle was rumored to be one of the first guys let go, and he's done a great job getting Anaheim positioned. Then you have the goaltending. You know, is it Dan Ellis? Is it Ray Emery? I think it's going to be Dan Ellis, and if so, I think Nashville's got a read on him. So I like the Predators in this series. I really do. I think the time has come, and I think you're right. I think the expectations in that city have to change a little bit. You know, get that team off the mark. Get them to the next step. It's been, you know, look what happened last year. You're one turnover away from maybe defeating Chicago in that first round. That didn't happen, but that's how close it is in terms of winning and losing a playoff series. I like the group in Nashville, and I think they can get it done.
Yeah, and it's a four-game test, so I think there's enough there to look back at this past season. Preds did score 17 goals in those four games against Anaheim. So, you know, against them, they were able to score over four goals a game. So whatever that means, we'll see what it means. John, I appreciate you joining us. We'll be watching you on the Chicago-Vancouver series. Enjoy that. We'll talk to you again down the road.
All right, Tom. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, John Forslund, the NHL on Versus.